Let your dwelling be in Jacob, your inheritance be in Israel, and take root among my elect.
In fact, I was doing all these things with great diligence. Whenever I was with them in this way, and we proceeded together along the royal road, they possessed an aura among the crowds because of me, and they were admirable in the sight of the powerful. People honored them and called them holy. They began to put up with the name of holiness with difficulty. Remembering what the Son of God taught, "I do not receive glory from the people," they completely refused the glory offered them.
But while they were walking in such zeal out of love for Christ, greed, assuming the name discretion, began telling them,
"Do not show yourselves to people as rigid or scorning their honor. Show yourselves instead as affable to them. Do not reject outwardly the glory offered you. At most, do so inwardly. It is good to have the friendship of royalty, the acquaintance of princes, and the familiarity with the great. For when they so honor and respect you, when they get up and come to meet you, it will be an example for many."
Seeing profit, these men accepted the advice offered to them. They did not protect themselves from the trap placed along the way, but with all their heart, they embraced glory and honor. They considered themselves to be inwardly what they proclaimed outwardly, placing their glory in the mouth of those praising them as the foolish virgins and the useless servant.
But people who thought them to be inwardly what they saw outwardly freely offered their goods in remission of their sins. At first, these men looked upon these goods as dung.
"We are poor, and we always want to be such. We want you, not your goods. Having food and clothing, with these we are content. For vanity of vanities, all things are vanity."
Therefore, each day people's devotion to them increased greatly, so that many of them loved less the goods which they saw scorned by the holy men. Meanwhile, that savage enemy of mine, seeing this, became violently angry and ground her teeth.
"What shall I do? Behold, the whole world has gone after her. I will assume the name Foresight, and I will speak to their hearts, if only they will listen and acquiesce."
Greed did this, addressing them in humble words.
"Why do you stand all day idle without providing for your future? What does it profit you to have the necessities of life while you abstain from luxuries? For you could work out your salvation and that of others with great peace and leisure if everything you needed were readily available. While you have time, provide for yourselves and your offspring. For people will withdraw their hand from their initial generosity and from their customary gifts."